And now for a report on the Palestinian economy, we turn to NPR's Julie McCarthy.
The Palestinian economy struggled even in calmer times, but 36 months of conflict have shoved it over the cliff. At this marble factory in Ramallah, business is down 90%. The situation is so dire that the machines are being run not for the factory, but for carpenters paying a small fee for the use of the equipment. Supervisor Marwan Khater says the conflict has forced the Shaheen Marble Company to cancel all orders from surrounding villages. He says closures and curfews enforced by Israeli troops have made it virtually impossible to transport his line of earth-toned Hebron stones and imported Italian marble. A $1 million business, he says, now has no value. At this metal workshop in Ramallah's industrial zone, net income has shrunk from $1,000 a month to $200 a month. Owner Mohammed Barakat says,
"What I make now is only enough for food.
My only job today," says the blacksmith, "is making a single door." Where Barakat used to contract outside workers, he now employs only his three sons, and not every day. Episodes like this are replicated across the occupied West Bank. Between 30% and 40% of the workforce is now unemployed. Child labor has jumped 800%, according to the Palestinian labor minister, as strapped families turn children into vendors of trinkets and clothing to make ends meet. Over the weekend, the International Monetary Fund estimated that the Palestinian economy has contracted 30% since 1999. World Bank country director Nigel Roberts says the deterioration is alarming. And in spite of $315 in foreign aid per person every year, he says the assistance has not been enough to arrest the economic decline.
And that, if nothing else, should show the limits to foreign assistance and indeed to money as some kind of panacea for a situation like this.
The World Bank recommends that Israel find ways to end the closures and remove the checkpoints in the Palestinian territories. The bank says those are the immediate cause of the economic crisis. But heightened Israeli concern over security makes a lifting unlikely. The economic duress, meanwhile, is deepening a sense of bitterness among young Palestinians that will make it even more difficult to reach agreements with the Israelis on relaxing their security measures. But there is an indomitable hope, even in these circumstances. Builders put the finishing touches on this $10 million Western-style mall. The brainchild of U.S.-born businessman Sam Bahour is modest by American standards, but the plaza is unlike anything residents of the West Bank have seen, a gleaming oasis on the dusty edge of Ramallah. For residents yearning for something close to normal life, this mall with its immaculate supermarket and kiddie arcade has become a magnet. General Manager Bahour says the construction was anything but smooth.
We had construction workers and us as project managers at the time building the project while the two main streets on both sides of our project had gunfire and there were flashpoints with the Israeli occupation. Some of that physical risk continues till today.
Bahour says employees living outside the city must pass Israeli checkpoints to reach work. Once inside, the disruptions of daily life under occupation seem to recede a bit. 22-year-old Mirvat Mujahid relaxes with college friends over a lunch of henny penny fried chicken and says West Bankers need more places like this. This mall is different and an achievement, she says, for the Palestinian economy. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.